Late at night in Kyoto's Higashiyama Hills, when the neon fades and the cicadas fall silent, an eerie calm cloaks Toribeno Cemetery. A narrow stone path weaves through mossy graves and stoic Jizo statues. The air smells of incense and damp leaves. This is no ordinary graveyard. Toribeno is where Kyoto's dead have returned to Earth for over 1,000 years. The line between our world and the other? Thin as rice paper. Step too far and you might feel a chill that isn't just the wind. Welcome to Toribeno, the city's field of the dead that never sleeps. Back in the Heian period, Kyoto banned burials inside the city. Corpses were carried to places like Toribeno and left out for wind and birds. Literally, a bird funeral. The name Toribeno means bird field, and it earned that title the grim way. Some say bodies were hung in trees to make it easier for crows. Yeah, brutal. But in a city of 100,000 with no plumbing, this was practical. Toribeno became a dumping ground for the dead, plague victims, paupers, and nobles alike. Over time, it picked up a reputation: haunted, dangerous, sacred. At the edge of Toribeno stands a stone marker, Rokudo no Tsuji, the crossroads of the six realms. In Buddhist belief, these six realms include hell, hungry ghosts, and the world of humans. This was where spirits crossed over. Locals say north of the marker lies the living world. South is the realm of the dead. You might see pale shapes between the tombs or hear dripping water when nothing's around. It's not your imagination. People avoid this place after dark for a reason. But Toribeno's not just fear. It's culture and history. Empress Fujiwara no Teishi may be buried here. Fujiwara no Mikinaga, a big name in Heian politics, was cremated here in 1028. Even Murasaki Shikibu, author of The Tale of Genji, set her character's funerals here. Poets wrote about Toribeno's smoke as a symbol of life's fleeting nature. Yoshida Kenko called it a place that reminds us how quickly things vanish. Deep stuff for a cemetery. Legend says the monk Kukai passed Toribeno in 811 AD, horrified by the sight of rotting bodies. He taught the people to bury their dead and pray for their spirits. Later, monk Honen would do the same out west in Adashino. Even in dark places like this, monks showed up to give the dead peace. Ghosts were scary, yes, but they were also family. One tale hits hard: the Kosodate Yurei, the child-rearing ghost. A pregnant woman dies and is buried here. But soon, a candy shop owner starts seeing a pale woman in a white kimono, coming every night to buy millet jelly candy. On the seventh night, she offers her jacket instead of coins. The next day, someone recognizes the jacket as belonging to his dead daughter. They rush to her grave, dig it up, and find a baby alive, sucking candy beside his mother's corpse. The ghost mom had given birth and kept the child fed from beyond the grave. The kid was adopted and became a monk. Today, people still buy ghost child-raising candy at that shop, leaving offerings at her grave. Near the cemetery is Rokudo Chinnoji Temple, home to a statue of Enma, King of Hell. Behind it, a well. Legend says Ono no Takamura, a court official, used it to descend to the underworld at night to help judge souls, then climbed back by morning. Another matching well was found nearby in 2011. These wells of hell are still there. Maybe don't lean in too far. Every August, Obon brings the dead home. At Rokudo Chinnoji, people ring the Mukaigane, a deep bronze bell said to call spirits back from the other world. The sound rolls toward Toribeno like an invitation to the beyond. On August 16th, fires blaze on five mountaintops in Kyoto, sending the spirits back with light. the most famous spells Da on Daimonji Yama. From Toribeno, you can see their glow and feel the city saying goodbye. Today, Toribeno looks calm. It's near Kiyomizu-dera, full of tidy graves and old ladies leaving tea for loved ones. But come dusk, shadows stretch and silence deepens. Some say they hear chanting or see floating lights. Maybe it's nerves, or maybe it's the dead still lingering. Show respect and they won't bother you. Kyotoites still talk to the dead here. It's like they've just moved to another neighborhood, a quieter one. Toribeno is scary, yes, but it's also solemn, poetic, and deeply human. It reminds us that death isn't the end, just a change in address. If you visit, maybe bring incense or a sweet. In a haunted place like this, a little respect and a little candy goes a long way. Oyasumi, and don't look over your shoulder on the way out, just in case.